With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. March 21st, 2021 marks the 336th birthday of one of the greatest composers in Western history, Johann Sebastian Bach. Though there's some discrepancy about the true date of his birth, given the shift from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, noted Bach scholar Christoph Wolff suggests we should continue to observe his birthday on the 21st. So we'll celebrate the occasion on today's edition of With Heart and Voice with wonderful performances of Bach's music by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, the Stuttgart Chamber Choir, the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, and many others. Bach's contribution to both choral and organ music are an incalculable treasure of Western civilization, and we'll begin with music for organ. His Prelude and Fugue in C, BWV 545, was likely composed during his tenure in Weimar in the first two decades of the 18th century. We'll hear the legendary E. Power Biggs perform on the Flintrop organ at the Busch-Reisinger Museum at Harvard University.
Thank you.
The Prelude and Fugue in C Major, BWV 545 by Johann Sebastian Bach. E. Power Biggs performed on the Flintrop organ at Harvard University. Many of Bach's most popular pieces from various cantatas have been adapted over the years by a variety of composers, including Bach himself, who reworked many of his earlier pieces in later years for different performing forces or instruments. From our own time, we'll hear a choral arrangement of the chorale known as Sheep May Safely Graze. The choral arrangement is by Catherine K. Davis, orchestrated by William Walton. The Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square are conducted by Mac Wilberg.
Thank you.
The Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square performed Catherine K. Davis's arrangement of Sheep May Safely Graze, originally a soprano aria from J.S. Bach's Cantata 208. Mack Wilberg conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The chorale tunes and texts of the Lutheran tradition were the bread and butter of Bach's compositional inspiration. This included his own harmonization of pre-existing melodies, and then his incorporation of those melodies and harmonizations in his organ and choral works. Our next selection includes Bach's harmonization of a chorale tune by Johann Rudolf Ahle, who died about a dozen years before Bach's birth. The hymn Blessed Jesu Mary's Son will be sung by the choir of Sheffield Cathedral led by Neil Taylor. That'll be followed by an organ chorale prelude on the same tune, Liebster Jesu, wir sind hier, BWV 731, performed by Roger Sherman on the organ of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, another glorious Flentrop.
Thank you.
We just heard two settings of the chorale tune Liebster Jesu, wir sind hier. Roger Sherman performed one of Bach's organ settings of the tune on the organ of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. Earlier, the choir of Sheffield Cathedral sang the hymn Blessed Jesu, Mary's Son to the same tune. Neil Taylor directed. Though a major emphasis of the Lutheran movement was that worship should be conducted and the Bible translated into the native tongue of the people, Latin was still present in the liturgy in Germany, particularly on festival occasions. Bach composed four so-called Lutheran Masses, which did not set the full ordinary of the Roman Mass, but were comprised only of the Kyrie and Gloria, with the Gloria being subdivided into multiple movements. From his Mass in G minor, we'll hear the concluding Cum Sancto Spiritu from the Gloria. It's performed here by the Stuttgart Chamber Choir under the direction of Frieder Bernius.
Thank you.
Cum Sancto Spiritu from the Lutheran Mass in G minor of Johann Sebastian Bach. Frieder Bernius led the Stuttgart Chamber Choir and Baroque Orchestra. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll devote the next portion of today's program to one of Johann Sebastian Bach's best-known motets, Jesu meine Freude, Jesus my Joy. It comes from one of the last CDs made with John Scott as director of the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, and it shows the choir and John Scott at the height of their art in an absolutely beautiful performance. As with the other motets, Jesu meine Freude was not composed for liturgical use, but was most likely written for the funeral of a prominent citizen. The text mingles words from the chorale written by Johann Franck with words from Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 8. Written for five-part chorus, the six movements achieve a wonderful symmetry. John Scott leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. Benjamin Sheen plays the organ, with cellist Catherine Rietman and Anne Trout playing violon. Music of J.S. Bach on With Heart and Voice.
Oh.
John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in Bach's motet, Jesu meine Freude, BWV 227. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Perhaps Bach's best-known chorale harmonization, which he included in the monumental St. Matthew Passion, is of Hans Leo Hassler's melody for O Sacred Head Sore Wounded. We'll hear it sung as a hymn by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, led by Mel Butler. O Sacred Head Sore Wounded, with an organ extemporization by Jean Longley. Mel Butler played and directed the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle. The genius of Bach's musical compositions has inspired composers ever since, and especially beginning in the early 19th century. Much of the credit for this goes to Felix Mendelssohn, who championed Bach's works and mounted public performances of repertoire that had been neglected for the better part of a century following Bach's death in 1750. Mendelssohn was not alone in his reverence for the master. Schumann, Liszt, and Brahms were equally influenced and wrote works either paying homage to Bach directly or incorporating the rich contrapuntal techniques which Bach had brought to the highest level. Our next selection is one such piece, a pensive fugue in A-flat minor, composed by Johannes Brahms in 1857 and revised in 1864. Scott Hanoyan plays the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Scott Hanoyan performed the Fugue in A-flat minor by Johannes Brahms on the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.